What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome to another episode of What Do We Watch? Well, kids, it's all in the title. What did we watch? You know what I watched? I watched this because so many people were ranting and raving how good it was. Peanut Butter Falcon with, what's his crazy face from Transformers? Shia LaBeouf, who also ruined Indiana Jones 4. But then again, the script really ruined Indiana Jones 4. It's a story about a kid who tags along a special needs fellow who tags along a runaway criminal and Shia LaBeouf. And it's pretty good. It's all right. It's not bad until the ending completely ruins it. I am not going to tell you what the ending is, but any kind of karma, and it was good that it builds up toward the end, is completely evaporated when it came to lazy horse shit writing. I thought it was about a 6-ish, and I have to give it a 4 because that's how bad the ending did it. I also think it got a lot of brownie style points from critics because, again, it has a special needs boy in the lead, who plays a good character, but anytime you have something like that in a lead role, it's automatically boosted up into the critics' reviews as a must see, and it's good. It's not holy shit, you have to see this. So, Peanut Butter Falcon, 4 out of 10 for me. Mike Price, what have you watched?
Well, I'm still going to mention two things. One was the new season of Fargo, which is really really good, and they kind of regained their form after the season previous, which was on nine years ago. I guess it was on 2 years ago.
Right.
The one with Chris Rock, which was fine, but this is like the Fargo that everybody liked. So it's very, very good. John Hamm is the bad guy in it. It's very funny. But you'll probably, both you guys appreciate this, I think, from being comedians. There's a great documentary on Max or HBO Max about Albert Brooks. That's absolutely great. That's just a fantastic look at Albert Brooks's career. And it's awesome. It's made by Rob Reiner. So it's probably the best Rob Reiner movie in about 30 years.
Right. give me a 1 to 10, Mike.
I'll give a 10 on the Albert Brooks movie and like an 8 so far on Fargo because it's only midway through the season.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Gotcha. Ron Barba?
That's awesome. And speaking of Rob Reiner, I just watched five Woody Allen. All of a sudden it gets cold in New York. I want to watch Woody Allen and, I watched Rob Reiner in Bullets Over Broadway, which is not one of Woody's best. But the one, what's that?
I haven't seen it.
Not very good.
Okay.
But the one that's phenomenal, and I saw it again, is Match Point. Now I'm a tennis player.
Love it.
You got to see it, Mike. I'm a tennis player, so that was. But it's just, it's a mystery, and Woody's not in it, which is good and bad. I mean, Woody's
why I love it. Which is why I absolutely love it.
You have no idea this is Woody. This is Woody Allen, but it's a mystery. The pace is so good, and the theme about luck and life is so strong in it. How it's presented, it just moves beautifully. You have sexy Scarlett Johansson, and I think it's Jonathan Rhys-Meyers, the other actor.
Right,
it's just so good. I just watching again; it totally holds up. It was even better than the last time I saw it. Match Point by Woody Allen, one of his best, and he's not even in it.
1 to 10.
10. I had no flaws.
Yeah.
No flaws. Perfect. It's perfectly written.
I'm one of those guys. I absolutely hate Woody Allen in his film. Most of his films, his early stuff, I just don't like. His newer stuff, is great. I love his new stuff.
Awesome.
That's going to wrap it up for What Do We Watch, guys. Thanks again for hanging out. Love you all.